Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls West.
West, West, West.
A special hate mini-sode. I know,
that is,
right?
That's apt.
that's the best way to start off this. So this is a mini-sode about our particular least favorite popular comic book characters. So we each have three. We will go around and say what they are. We will yell at each other for correct and incorrect opinions. And then that will
You're
be the entire
show. You're about to see some
nerd rage. Yeah, this is
in the cage.
We might have to rename this episode Throw in Shade.
Throw in Shade with Nerd Rage.
And maybe chairs.
So hopefully chairs will not be thrown because both Kat and I have laptops. But with that being said, Kat, why don't you start us off?
All right, I know that I'm about to start two arguments with at least two of them. The first one is the Hulk. I don't care about him. I am a giant green goddamn toddler who's throwing a fit, and now I'm super strong. And if you tell me he can be Superman, I'll kick your ass.
No, I was going to say, I actually almost put that down as one of my characters that I hate too. So the Hulk's origin is very interesting.
Yes.
For our viewers out there, he was actually written initially in the 70s. There was laws against writing comics.
He was also
that were anti-army, that were anti-U.S. Army. And he was written as a way to go around that because they're like, he's the Hulk, he's menacing. Like, of course the army is just doing it, even though they're painted as the bad guys in his stories. So very interesting origins. Absolutely nothing since then.
I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah, that this is completely wrong. It's the character that's the best representation of rage. You literally have a character who gets so angry that they turn into a rage monster. It is how of a beautiful concept is that?
I got angry and broke things. I'm 10.
It's not that simple. It's the idea of duality. It's like saying Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde or something that's not good. It's the same idea but done as a comic book and as a reflection
also,
of
I'm pretty
the
sure Bruce Banner's an
culture.
Asshole.
Bruce Banner is actually supposed to be the nice. Bruce Banner is supposed to be the one secret identity you actually like. Like, you like Bruce because he's smart and he's a nerd and he's not. He becomes the way he is by protecting somebody. He gets somebody out of way and turns that. It's a full accident. He's an accident culture.
One of my favorite moments in all of Marvel Comics was when Hawkeye shot Bruce Banner.
World War Hulk. There's the storyline where Hulk is on the run and he has to shave his head, and like Hulk actually makes a joke when he sees himself in the mirror. He's like, what did Banner do to Hulk's hair? You know, like, there's this duality, the way that you can play off the different versions of the Hulk. Anyway, who's next?
Okay, why don't you go next?
My number three is Deadpool. I find his concept completely uninteresting. He's a design ripoff of other characters in
That's the whole point of him!
He sullies and creates confusion with Deathstroke, who he's actually made off of. The movie made him so cool that everybody knows who Deadpool is now, and it's like, yeah, I know comics, I know Deadpool. The Weapon X program that was started in Wolverine suddenly just keeps popping fucking characters out. And then on top of that, Gwenpool, who his parody character, is more interesting and more fleshed out than he is. The character of Gwenpool actually has abilities and makes breaking the fourth wall some crazy concept that had never been seen before and turns it into an actual ability, whereas Deadpool just goes, haha, I'm funny. So, yeah, that's why
I know what? Sometimes that. People need to smile, Matt.
So
people need to smile at a mercenary killing people? That seems super logical.
I'd agree and disagree with that. Like, I think he's a very, like, dull character as himself. His jokes are not funny.
Right.
The style in which a particular Deadpool comic is written can be very funny and fourth wall breaking in an interesting way. He himself is not funny and fourth wall breaking.
I would say Despicable Deadpool is not that good. The first comics that I read of Deadpool, though, I watched the mofo. He's like, I'm going to be a pirate, and my navigator is blind, and my peg leg is a plunger. I don't know. I thought it was funny. It's just, I like stupid funny, though, in my defense. I do.
I like the movie, but
The movie was funny.
The movie was hilarious.
But I think it's just Ryan Reynolds did what he did.
I initially picked up a Deadpool comic because I liked the movie so much. I ended up dropping the Deadpool comic after about three or so issues.
I don't think the run right now of Deadpool is very good. The one that I read was pretty damn funny.
Deadpool Spider-Man, I read probably the first six issues of it. It's just... I don't know. He can be a great character. usually is not a great character. And everybody loves him so much, so if nobody loved him, he probably wouldn't make your list.
Right, exactly. You know? And that's the whole point. It's like,
yeah.
Sorry. Anyway.
I have a Deadpool tattoo. I don't know what to say to you.
Oh my gosh. I actually just lost a little bit of like.
I will not flash the camera, but I will show you.
Oh my god. We
it's on my side, all right?
Patrick? We need to move up before we start a fist fight. I knew this was going to happen. I didn't think it would happen this quick in the episode.
Yeah, we're at number three for each of us.
And okay. So for me, I guess starting at number three is the Green Lantern. I just don't care for any iteration. Nat actually informed me that the only Green Lantern's name I know is John Stewart because I like John Stewart, the real person, a lot. And
the hero!
Yeah, the hero of Comedy Central,
right?
And the nice. And the comedy universe. And so I don't care for any iteration of the Green Lantern. I think his power is stupid. I think
what?
I think his motivations. I'm not a big like cosmic like an evil universe battling a good like an entire evil universe is gonna come and battle our universe kind of.
I might not know much about Captain Marvel, but I'm just saying they're literal space cops, and she's a damn space cop.
Yeah, and I don't really like Captain Marvel that much. I like her as a character. I don't care for anything that she does. His superpower. Okay, let me just say this before I get anywhere else. His superpower is so cliche and dumb. He can use it to do anything.
Just
hear me out on this. He can use it to do anything he wants, so why does he have to create a giant sledgehammer to hit somebody? Why can't he just point his ring and that person gets hit?
Because his power isn't to, it is to create constructs that he could then use.
So why does it need to, why does it need to be a hammer? Why can't it just be like a whip of energy?
Because I agree with you that it's Hal Jordan as a Green Lantern. I'm not a fan of Hal. I'm sorry. What I am a fan of is Kyle Rayner, who is an artist, who's part of the reason I love superhero comics is because he constructed things artistically, like building, I don't know, a mech suit that he would fight in. Or like
actually. Why does the Green Lantern need a mech suit?
Why does the Green Lantern need a mech suit? His power is to create.
I don't get that. He can create a shield around him. He can shoot missiles. He is the mech suit.
Comics are a visual medium, and you should be able to draw cool things. And he's an artist.
That's the only reason that his powers are like that is because the artist just wants to draw cool things.
Yes, as an artist, yes, I want to draw cool things. All right,
I gotta say everything that's like worthy of whipping.
Oh my god, I'm crying. I'm laughing so hard right now.
Alright, Hawkman. No!
Hawkman?
I fucking hate Hawkman.
Who is Hawkman?
Why do you hate Hawkman?
Number one, Hawkgirl, super underrated. Way better than Hawkman, and I feel like she hides under his shadow all the time. I feel like she ends up being, like, his pet bird. And in all reality, she belongs with Jon Stewart. This is the game I play.
Justice League, the animated series, yay! Ah!
She belongs with Jon Stewart, so there's that.
See, a good Green Lantern, by the way.
Not to... Anyways, but the thing is the renditions of Hawk Girl seem so much more genuine than Hawkman. I'm Carter Hall. I'm so cute. I'm a giant dick.
That's one thing, little side tangent. Why do aliens have Earth names?
I can't remember what his name actually is.
He's not an alien, though. He's a reincarnation of an Egyptian, like...
Yeah, that's what
I thought they came from a different
race. They're a race. Like, the Thanagarians
changing his backstory. Okay. And that's probably one of the other reasons I dislike him so much, because he's like, he's Thanagarian. He's human. He's a Thanagarian. He's human. And I'm like, pick one! But he's... Honestly, if he didn't exist, I feel like my life would be better. Because right now, he is...
he is... this character grinds on me so hard if they were gone.
I don't want him to exist. I would rather, if I had a Thanagarian to choose from, it would be Hot Girl every time. Because she's more of a warrior than he is. And like I said, every time that I feel like I see her... except for Earth 2 so far. Every time I see her, she's like his pet bird. She doesn't get to say a damn word, and he's like the leader. And I'm like, no! Just go away, leave it alone, just stay dead in dark metal. I don't want you to exist.
So, I'm sorry, Kat, this is a poor choice, because I think both Patrick are like, no, seems fine.
Alright, cool, sweet. At least we got the
I have no qualms with that.
No, I like Hawk Girl, because I like Justice League the Animated Series.
She's a badass, too. Yeah. Like I said, pet bird right. every time.
Anyway.
What do you have next?
I have Jason Todd, the Red Hood.
He was literally voted to die.
He was number one. Respect the fans. The fans killed him. Let him be dead. Why the hell would Batman let somebody like in the Batcave and hang out with that literally has the visage of what the Joker was before and two handguns? I'm gonna fucking shoot people. But Batman's like, nah, moral codes, it's fine. He's just an ancillary Batman character with the red symbol on his chest.
What, even then though, he made Batwoman stop carrying guns. I'm just saying.
Yes. He's better, this is, as a plot device, he's better to be one of the darkness elements of Batman's backstory, something that can be part of why the Joker is such an evil character. Why did you bring him back? He doesn't need to be here. He represents all that is wrong with storytelling in comics. No one stays dead. Anybody can be redeemed. Moral codes are wishy-washy. They use the Lazarus Pit, you know, this fantastical idea, as just a plot device, as opposed to being something that's a core element of the character of Rachel Ghoul.
When you end up in the Lazarus Pit, too, don't you change?
You go mad for a little bit when you come back, we're going to rush through this again. And then the whole element, like the true storyline, was the fact that Superboy Prime knocks on the fabric of reality, and this changes the past. You've got to be fucking kidding me.
I forgot about Superboy
Jason
Prime.
Todd, you know what? Let Joker kill him a second time, and that'd be it. That'd be great.
I think we should move on before Nat explodes out of rage.
I didn't realize how much I disliked the character until I started writing stuff down.
He literally was voted to die. I'm just saying, no one's gonna argue with you.
Oh god, wow, that is like the most angry I've seen anybody in quite a while, actually.
We haven't reached number one yet.
Yeah, right?
This is the main reason that we're trying to speed through this, right. So that we just don't kill ourselves with rage.
Okay.
Oh, guys, we can all be the Hulk!
Anyway.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, so number two for me, and this will relate to my number one a little bit, is Captain America. I don't care about Captain America in the slightest. I was a Boy Scout. He is everything that is wrong with the portrayal of Boy Scouts. Calling him the Boy Scout, I hate that. Boy Scouts are way cooler than Captain America. I'm just telling you that right now, right off the bat. And also, like, this goes back to my whole, like, an evil universe, like, attacking our universe, kind of, like, cosmic scale. Why does a guy that's just, like, a little bit stronger than everybody else, like, defeat an entire evil universe? He went from punching Nazis to, like, punching Ego, the living planet, and then Ego just goes, oh, you broke my tooth, I give up. Like, what? Like, he is never in a good story.
I want to say this is because Superman, he's literally a watered-down version of my favorite hero. That's what he is. And that's it's probably why I like him, is because he's similar to Superman, but he's a watered-down version of Superman.
I like Captain America. He's the whole representation.
And to be fair, I should be talking about Steve Rogers' Captain America, because I actually like Sam Wilson Captain America.
Okay, so Steve Rogers is a science experiment. Once again, this goes back to the core philosophies of what Marvel was initially. It was creating superheroes out of science, and what, like, the intentions of creating a super soldier would have been for bad intent, but they got the right guy who's just sticking up for the little guy. And the thing is, he was a little guy. So it's supposed to be that idea that it is your obligation as a good person to stick up for the ones who can't stick up for themselves.
Superman, what?
Yeah, no, I get his
Superman's
whole thing.
But Superman's an alien, and we'll get into that concept a little bit later.
I get his whole thing. I get it.
He's also the star of one of the best Marvel movies. The Winter Soldier is amazing.
Okay, so I should take back what I said. He is in good stories. when he is in good stories, he is not the best part of the story. It is always everyone around him that makes him interesting.
Hmm.
And
I don't
so,
know that
like,
I can't argue that point.
Yeah, so like Civil War, great movie too. Captain America, the most forgettable part of that movie.
Yeah, but so was Iron Man. The best part of that movie was Spider-Man and Black Panther.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. So, we got Spider-Man and the Black Panther into a movie. Like, I don't know what you expect to come out of that.
I'm super stoked for Black Panther. I'm just saying.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, that's
anyway.
Total
yeah, all right, fine. Captain America. Whatever.
Okay, Captain America. Kat, what do you have for us?
All right, Matt, you ready? Lois Lane can suck it. I hate her. I remember when I was a kid watching Superman the Animated Series, and I'm like, why are you here? Stop getting into shit. You know how many problems you would solve if you just stayed home for like 2 hours? Stop it.
She's an all-star reporter. She's supposed to put herself into situations that could be potentially dangerous for her.
She literally drove herself into a bay to get someone's attention.
That's kind of ridiculous. But I think...
It just, honestly, when it comes down to that, like, the thing is probably my biggest issue with her, I need your attention, so I'm going to do crazy batshit things to get your attention.
The reason Lois Lane may be a failure of a character is the fact that she came from a time that really wasn't ready for the character that they created. And
Wonder Woman.
Right, and Wonder Woman is an anomaly like of that time frame. And when Wonder Woman was added to the Justice Society, she was a secretary.
That
goes to show you like what the time was actually ready for.
But even in the 90s in the animated series, I don't know if it was just the creators or what, but I always got, she's like, oh no, help me.
I never got that out of her. I got her. She was like, you know what? Yeah, that's...
Take a self-defense class!
Against superpowered beings? I'm not really sure that's going to be...
She wasn't always against superpowered beings either. But the thing is...
Wait a minute. Who in the Superman animated series didn't have superpowers? And if you say Lex, I will name Mercy in that. Because he had a mechanically armed robot sidekick that pretty sure would literally just blow somebody away Mega Man style.
If you're talking about like self-defense classes against superpowered beings, Batman...
Thank you!
Just throwing that
Who
out
spent
there.
His entire life studying to do that?
Then Batgirl,
she's always
girl,
a damsel.
Batwoman,
always a damsel
Bat other person.
Fair enough. I think that the level threats in Gotham versus Metropolis are not exactly the same.
Fair enough.
People are a little bit more, super criminals are a little bit more on the, you can punch them and they'll pass out in...
Honestly, I have to differentiate because I read a little bit about New Earth Lois Lane, and I'm a little semi more okay with it. Ish.
So we're getting to like a serious argument here. The character of Lois Lane has been portrayed pretty poorly in different elements. There are stories where she is the
Honestly,
character that she like they want her to be.
Fundamentally, it comes down to when I was a little kid. Fundamentally, as a little girl, when I'm watching a superhero, a man superhero, mind you, when I was a kid who was told you're not allowed to play with boys because you're a girl, and I watched a girl always getting rescued by a male hero.
Yeah.
There's this high distaste for it.
And that's like, that is poor writing. It's about, like, the character herself, her rescues should be incidental incidents because she is the character who puts herself into situations
that are really
awesome.
There are other versions of her within other universes that are much better, and I get that. And the thing is what I read more about and just infuriated me even more is in New Earth, she was actually trained to throw fucking knives with her feet, and she's still getting rescued.
What version of that?
Apparently New Earth Lois Lane was actually trained by her dad.
And this is like the Rebirth Earth Lois Lane? Or?
Well, technically now, yeah, since they've merged.
They merged.
But apparently she was actually trained by her dad, and one of the things that...
Oh, yeah, because her dad is a general.
She snuck off a military base to get a story about Lex Luthor. Lex caught her, of course. She's 15. And then in the back of my mind, I'm like... And you know what? No, it might not just be Lois Lane. It might be her writing, and that might be why. And when I get characters like Wonder Woman, and I have Lois Lane, who is actually trained, and has been said she is trained to do these things, and you're still having Superman save her, like, to me as a female, I'm like, I'm insulted and I fucking hate this character.
I feel like now in the comics we're dealing with in Lois, a character who's saving Superman, and being a mom makes her, she's hilarious as a mother in the new stories, like, she's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't stop her from being the reporter, the ace, like, mm-hmm. she, and that's something that's never highlighted enough, is she's the top reporter in the Daily Planet, not Clark. Lois is the top reporter.
Well, the thing is, too, is she has, like, this really high competitive streak, too.
Yeah.
Which also bothers me because, I mean, I guess it doesn't bother me. And, like, part of it's, like, that's the only part of her that ever challenges a male is, I'm a better reporter than you are. I'm a Pulitzer Prize winner. That is the only part of her character that I feel like I ever see is ever challenging of a male authority. And that's probably my fundamental problem with her is they have written her to never really challenge male authority. And it's frustrating and annoying, whereas Wonder Woman does it on a daily. Yeah. Batwoman does it on a daily. She's the only one who always falls short, and it drives me batshit. Because we're this far ahead, and you still are losing to male authority, and you only have one aspect that you don't do that with.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, lots of hate coming.
Yeah, that was like, that was a tough one to, like, yeah. Okay. So I'm going to move on to something that's probably not going to be as thought-provoking as that. I don't like Wolverine. I don't understand what makes him appealing. For me, like, yeah, I think it's a visual element with cool claws. That's awesome.
I think it's
He's not a superhero. Like, the character of Wolverine, the defining element is that he is a short, regenerative character with, unbreakable skeleton and claws. So he can go around and kill people. Like, he's a merc. At best. He's a crutch for every X-Men title. It's like, even the ones that seem like they're not going to have a Wolverine character, 3 issues in, let's go find a Wolverine.
There's also like 5 of them.
Yeah, he's dead, so we have Logan and X-23, and it's like, why do X-23? Sure, but do we need Old Man Logan folded into our universe? Now there's Jimmy Hudson, who is like his son from a different reality brought into ours to be on the X-Men.
Too much.
I feel already. Like, you know, I call him the Paris Hilton. He's famous because of being famous. People don't even know, like, the stories. And they're like, oh, yeah, I like Wolverine. It's like, no, you don't. You think you like Wolverine because everybody else likes Wolverine.
I honestly have to say probably the pinnacle point of that, and I'm gay. That's all, you know, it's a well-known fact. Hugh Jackman showed up and gay, and I'm like, hello.
Well, that's the thing. Hugh Jackman ruined Wolverine in the comic books. Synergy destroyed what was, like, visually interesting about the character.
I actually really just wanted there came a point where they were having him in so many movies, and I'm like, I watched I think it was the Wolverine is what I watched, and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, Logan's great. Logan as a movie is great, but
it's a deconstruction of Wolverine as a character.
As opposed to being, like, just a Wolverine movie. And then, like, because of Hugh Jackman, we don't have the character that, the one thing I liked about Wolverine when I was a kid was the fact that Wolverine was 5 foot tall. So it was like, hey, there's a short character who's kicking ass, but that doesn't exist anymore because he's gotta look like fucking Hugh Jackman. So.
Jackman's hot. Sorry.
It's like the synergy leaping in onto.
No, I totally get it. And the thing is it's hard. I mean, I can't argue with you. Like, when I was younger, I thought Wolverine was a badass. Like, his stuff is really cool, but it's one of those. I hate making this comparison, and this is why people hate Superman. It's like, how do you defeat someone who's undefeatable?
Yeah. You can't chop his head off. You can't, you know, because it's like, oh, there's any element back, you can regenerate.
Well, not even that. His skeleton is made of vibranium, and you whack him in the neck.
The other made of metal.
Yeah. Adamantium. So
don't you know your fantasy metal allergy?
Sorry. You know, you take a sword to his neck.
And it stops.
Yeah, and it's like, I can completely understand.
Well, and I feel like as a character in pop culture,
I honestly thought this was going to be a lot, like, more heated.
Do you know his name? Wolverine's name. Do you know Wolverine's name?
It's Logan, isn't it? No.
John.
I don't remember what it is.
This is my point. How many people actually know his name or his power? I feel like it's a pop culture thing that people have just latched onto you. And so, I don't know, that's hoity-toity, like,
is his name actually, comics, I think it, isn't it
for a lot of the same reasons.
James Howlett.
The same reasons that you don't like Deadpool. It's like, if he was not nearly as popular of a character, then you would just feel like iffy.
I'd be wishy. I wouldn't have the distaste for him.
Yeah.
I would just be like, I don't really
just care. Because like you started out like not really liking him that much, and then everyone's like,
I love Wolverine.
And you're there in the corner like,
go read something else.
I think honestly for a lot of us, when it comes down to it, when you hit that popularity with people, it does.
If it's not turning into a gateway, then it's a superficial thing. Anyway.
That's an amazing transition to my number one. So I'm going to keep my explanation short because Nat and Kat will just start yelling at me after I say it. So for the same reason, I'm not even going to say it before I introduce the reasons why, because once I say the name, it will cause yelling. So for the same reasons that we talked about, because he is just so ubiquitous and because so many people just love him so much, I was neutral on the character when I first heard about him. But every damn day, I hear his name mentioned.
You also talk with Nat.
Hold on. You're already yelling at me and I haven't even said it. And for the same reasons that I don't like Captain America is that he gives Boy Scouts bad names, is Superman.
No! This is not where this is supposed to lead! I thought it was something else, and now I'm just hurting.
I have never cared for the character, and the fact that he is, like, the symbol for comic book superheroes, I just don't agree with that because he's
the progenitor. You don't have to agree with it. That's the truth.
That's fine. there's nothing compelling about his stories because since he has every power ever and is indestructible, the most compelling part about that is now he actually has something that is hurting him. And most of the time, there's nothing that can hurt him. There's nothing that can do anything to him.
Most human characters of all comics.
Yeah.
I don't care. Sorry, I don't care.
I think
there's a lot of humans in comics.
He's not more human than all of them. Oh man, and see, and this is like putting our favorites into the conversation.
Yeah.
I think the cultural zeitgeist of Superman has ruined it to somebody who hadn't read the books before.
And like, I think also what ruined it for me is because we kind of talked about this before, the first ever graphic novel I read was Watchmen.
Right.
And so reading Dr. Manhattan's character, I was like, this mentality makes sense.
Right.
And that's probably Superman. What it is, because
I think that just ruined it for me from there on out. Thank you, Alan Moore, but also
that shows no grounding.
And
to
that
what
was
that
the
character
thing, is the first
be.
Comic book character I was ever introduced to was Superman. And the thing is as an adult, I strive to, it sounds stupid, but I strive to be him.
Well, it's a symbol of hope. That's what
it's
supposed to be.
It's hope. And he is not above the law. He is not God. And that's how he plays his game.
You know, and I think you need to, like, I'm not going to pressure you to do this, but you should read Superman stuff, like a few of the books, and there's a list that you should. The most recent issue of Batman, Superman has one of the great Superman moments where he says that he can't break a window to get to the floor that he needs to get to because, well, he'd be breaking a window. That's not something that as a superhero he should be doing. He should take the moral high ground, and if there's a different way, that's what he should find.
Don't care.
Although I love Man of Steel as a movie, even though it's kind of a different version of Superman, but
my heart beats for that movie sometimes.
Good Superman stories are the ones where in some way or another he is not Superman anymore. Those are the only good ones. And if that tells you something about his initial character, the template for the best versions of Superman is a template that is too perfect that it's not relatable.
So you have to make him relatable. You're talking about the characterization of a character who was created in the 30s and the adaptability throughout the history of trying to define and fix the
character. Captain Ahab was invented in the 1800s, 1700s.
Did you see somebody write a new Captain Ahab story yesterday? That's a different argument entirely. You're talking about a character in literature in one instance versus somebody that has literally been published for 75 years. A continuing adaptation of going through the modern mythology.
Here's the thing, is when I sit here and I think
No, but I mean, they did release that the one movie about the Moby Dick thing like 2 years ago.
Did they have a movie?
Mm-hmm. It's like Chris Hemsworth, isn't it? No.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Released it. It's not every week on the comic shelf, but they release a Captain Ahab based character at least every few years.
The thing is
chasing the white
whale. You have a character who spans years, and you have a character who. I'm biased in my opinions, and I know that I am.
Superman is modern myth, and it's like as myth is supposed to represent what is culturally relevant at the time. The myths adapt, and that causes what you're. I see what you're saying is that you're looking at the broad spectrum of Superman. That the stories that are the best are the ones that aren't the core elements of the character, but I would argue against that because the character
I just think of the death of Superman. That's the one thing. It's like you remove him from the world and you remove him from everything, and people lost hope. Yes, was he seen as a savior? And the thing is he was seen as a savior that didn't. He wasn't God, and that's the decision that he made. He said, "I am not God. I am not a judge, a jury, or an executioner." And then the other one on top of that is I can't remember what it is, but who he faces, and he actually shows people how they would feel if he started murdering and acting like they did. I can't think of the team he went up against who were heroes.
Sure, all of these reasons are reasons that you like Superman. I don't care about any of those reasons. I just don't. You can give me the list. You can give me like an alphabetical list of every aspect of Superman you like.
I just combat this every
I've
day.
Never,
it's nothing new.
I've never heard any aspect of Superman that makes me even remotely interested in the character. I hear it all the time. This is going back to the
who
thing.
Are you talking
people
to? I need to talk to these people because all
you
I ever,
and Nat especially.
I was like, I get talked crap to every single day
about how
Superman is a garbage hero.
Yeah, that's something from the retailer side.
And
like
whatever. I've never heard anything that I care about Superman. So, and I'm just can keep going on about why I'm wrong, and I guarantee you I've heard it all before, and I just don't care.
So before we close out, I want to make sure that we're all friends here.
This is not the last episode. just wanted to punch each other a little bit.
It might be the last episode with me.
This might be the last episode with listeners or viewers.
It might be a little deaf. We were yelling.
But this is one of those things where interaction helps. Let's come up with your own top three that you don't like. Mm-hmm. Totally wrong.
Let us know how wrong we are or how much you agree with us.
Tell us how pretentious we are for making this list in the first place.
I am fine. I can be elitist snob nerd. It happens all the time. I literally was fighting it the other night.
You chose Hawkman, and we were both like, whatever.
Yeah.
I also
chose the Hulk.
I think that was
Trigger.
The only.
I like the classics.
Trigger.
Sorry.
Okay.
We're still friends.
Before we get into another argument, one of us explodes. Yeah. I think it's a good time to end the episode. All right. Let's all say bye.
Bye.